Him in every step we take. Oh yeah, seem like we on the run, taking care of God's business. The victory is won.
It's time to praise the Lord with Pastor Metcalf. Oh, come on, put your praise shoes on, and let's get ready to rumble with Jesus. Hallelujah! Ah, 1 hour of gospel upside the devil's head. Yes, you better believe it now. I am your host, producer, and executive producer, your national and international recording artist, teacher, and preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor H. Metcalf, and I'm so glad that you joined me today on the hottest gospel show on the World Wide Web. Yes, make no mistake about it, y'all. It's hot over here with Pastor Metcalf. I thank you so much for joining me today. Yes, and I pray that you had a blessed week out there in all across America. But this is internet radio, y'all. So you could be listening anywhere in the world today. Want to welcome all of our international listeners in the great nation of Germany and Japan. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, want to welcome Indonesia and Mexico, Canada. You could be over in the Republic of China, anywhere in the world, y'all. Internet at its finest. Yes, thank you so much for joining me today on this great show today. Yes, and I love you all with the joy of Jesus. Yes, y'all. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, y'all. Oh, yes. Well, hello, everybody out there. This is Pastor H. Metcalf, your humble servant here, and I thank you so much for joining me today on the About My Father's Business live radio broadcast. I pray that you had a blessed weekend today, last weekend, everybody, and I pray that God gave you everything that you prayed and asked Him for, amen? You know, because He is still in the blessing business, in case somebody out there is beginning to question the God that we serve. I came to tell you that He is still in the blessing business. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Well, how are you today? Let me just ask you something, because I don't know how you're doing. How are you today? Are you doing well? Are you coming up against every battle and letting that devil know that this is how I fight my battle? This is how I fight my battle. Let Him know that you are going down on your knees and talk to our Heavenly Father when it comes down to how you fight your battle. Amen. 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 I pray that that God gives you all of the strength that you need. Because, you know, let me just say this too. We know that we are living in perilous times now. And we're in the last days, and the devil is in a roar. But greater is He that's in us than him that's in the world. Amen. Say amen to that, somebody. Well, again, I want to thank everybody for joining me today on the About My Father's Business live radio broadcast. This is Pastor H. Metcalf, and you know what, y'all? It's prayer time now in the radio sanctuary. Time for us to turn this thing into a praying sanctuary. So come on, y'all. Let's go over to the throne of grace as we pray for hurting people all over the world. Want to welcome Facebook in at this time as well. It's prayer time, y'all. Come on now. Spirit of the living God, Almighty Jehovah in heaven, Jehovah Shammah Rapha Nisi Shalom, Yahweh, great God of the universe, the same God today that you were yesterday. Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving right now, thanking you for all your many wonderful blessings, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for another week, for allowing us to be among the land of the living one more time, Father. Because somebody didn't make it this week, Father, and we don't take life for granted anymore. We used to just run around and get up and go about our business, but your word says, if my people would humble themselves and pray, and you brought us to our knees with this pandemic, Father. And now we wake up with a different attitude and just say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray right now, oh God, for all of those people still stuck in that pandemic. All of those people still grieving from the loss of life. I want to pray for Ruby down in Indiana today. Yes, she lost her husband, Floyd, and he was one of my best friends and ex-brother-in-law. And I want to pray for Floyd, Floyd's family today, for Carla and all of those, all of his relatives, but especially for Ruby. Father, I pray for the looseness on her mind right now, Heavenly Father. Whatever it is that may be affecting her to the point, oh God, where she's lost her joy and her peace. I come against every devil that would cause her not to want to go on with her life right now. I rebuke it right now and command it right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Loose my ex-brother-in-law's wife, Ruby. Bless her today, Heavenly Father. Lift her up out of that spirit of depression or whatever it is, Father. Give her what she needs to come out and still be effective, oh God, for her family. And Father, I pray for every person in the pandemic today that lost somebody. Father, restore happiness down in people's spirit today. Restore, Heavenly Father, oh God, joy to someone who's joyless. Restore a peace of mind. Give them you said that you would be a companion to the companionless for those that don't have anyone anymore. Father, open up their minds of their spirit, oh God, and let them receive your grace that you said is sufficient now. Raise them back up, Father. Somebody needs this prayer today. Bless those that have grieved so much until it's turned into depression right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would go into every sick room, though. We ask for healing for those suffering from cancer and sugar diabetes right now. Every form of crippling diseases that you can think of, Father. Yes, Father. We ask that you would bless right now. Somebody just got another bad report from some type of sugar diabetes today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And the enemy is whispering in your ear telling you that you're going to lose all kinds of stuff on your body, but the devil is a lie. You are a praying woman. I can feel you in my spirit, and God has you in the palm of his hands. For every person suffering from cancer, every form of cancer, some woman has some type of cancer in her uterus today. I can see you, my sister. God has you cuddled in his arms today. He's healing every form of cancer right now through my voice. Use this voice, Heavenly Father. For every listener that's listening on this live radio broadcast, even if they hear it and it's not live, rebroadcast it. Heal somebody, oh God, with the touch through my voice, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Every form of cancer, we're healing today. God is healing every form of sugar diabetes today. Every form, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, however it goes, in the name of Jesus. You're being healed. It's no accident that you stopped by today. Father, heal every type of bone a disease right now. Somebody need a bone transfer, a marrow transfer. I can hear, I feel it in my spirit. And I came to tell you, even though they're hard to get, God sent Pastor Metcalf to tell you that it's on the way. They're going to move you ahead of the line, and you will be. Somebody needs a heart transplant and a lungs and kidney transplant. Oh, I see it coming in my spirit, Father. Yes, but God is opening up doors for all of those people that, so he can show his glory today. And if you're one of those that I call that what you need today, I want you to receive it now. Just receive your healing, your blessing. Receive what you need from God today. It's on the way. Say it's on the way in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Father, we break addictions today, every form of addiction known today. We break a cocaine addiction, a crack cocaine addiction. Every person that's still doing that mess. I see a woman right now that you've been doing this for like 40 or 50 years and you were it sent you it for away from your family. That you lost a lot of time with your family and it broke you down from all of the person that you could have been, but God has not forgotten about you today. Yeah, the devil is still telling you, you got to do the same thing, but we serve a restoring God, a restoration God. He's going to restore this lady that I see in my spirit right now, and right now you're going to wake up. If you just tell God no more, you'll wake up, and God is going to rid that taste, that dependency out of your spirit. And God is ridding dependency on cocaine today. Every person under the sound of my voice, return them back and let them know that it's never too late to be what God called you to be in Jesus' name. God is breaking addictions today, heroin addictions, breaking cigarettes addiction, every type of anything that's shooting up in the veins today. Somebody's watching me that was about to shoot up, but you got a hold to this broadcast. Yes, don't do it. Don't go do it. I told you, the devil is trying to take you out, but God sent me to bring you in. He's been calling you and calling you. Somebody know who I'm talking to today. Yes, fall down on your knees and give your life to God. God is breaking every form of a heroin addiction today. Break alcohol addictions today, Father. You are absolutely awesome. You can break anything, Heavenly Father. Yes, break cigarette addictions. People losing their lives and then they continue to smoke and saw daddy go leave here with cigarettes. Break. You are almighty, Heavenly Father. There is nothing too great for you. Break every form of addictions today. Give your people what they need in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for using me for your glory, for bringing me here to the Fishbowl Radio Network. I bless your holy name and thank you for using me. Bless this great network and continue to give Sammy everything that she needs to keep this thing going so all of us can entertain your people, but especially for me, where I can continue to be about my Father's business. I need to reach four corners of the world for you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, for being absolutely awesome. Bless this place, oh God. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. For your namesake, amen and amen. All right. Well, I pray that I found you in that prayer today. The Holy Spirit took over me, but I pray that I found you in that prayer today. You are blessed. You are set free today. Just receive your healing or whatever you need from God today. Amen, amen. Well, I want to welcome everybody again into the second half of About My Father's Business. This is Pastor H. Metcalf, your live humble servant here at the Great Fishbowl Radio Network. And you know what, y'all? It's time to go to Preacher's Corner. This is where God turns me into a preaching man. I'm a praying man, a singing man, a preaching man. It's word time now. Time to go for scripture breakdown. Let's go to Preacher's Corner, y'all, and see what God has for us with the word of God. Come on, Pastor Metcalf.
Yes, it's scripture breakdown time with Pastor Metcalf.
From the heart, I'm teaching the word of God. Teaching heart, gonna preach the word of God. Come on, everybody, teaching heart, yeah. From the heart, I'm teaching the word of God.
To make it, yeah.
Teaching heart, I'm gonna teach the word of God.
Come on, get your Bibles out, everybody, yeah. Oh, it's Pastor Metcalf teaching the word of God. Scripture breakdown, y'all.
God today says. There it is. You can hear me now out there on the network, right? Okay. Let me set it up one more time for you on the network. This is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Scripture breakdown with Pastor Metcalf. And the word of God today says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find his grace to help us in our present time of need. And then the book of Isaiah, we're going to tie this in with Hebrews today. The Lord longs to be gracious to us. Chapter 30, verse 18. The Lord longs to be gracious to us. Therefore, he will rise up to show you and me his compassion. God will step out of the box to show you that he loves you. For the Lord is a good God, a God of justice. And blessed are all of us who wait on him. I want you to touch your neighbor on the left and touch him on the right. Somebody on the left, somebody on the right. And say, neighbor, Pastor Metcalf says today, say, God, I want to be locked in your mercy. Ah, my, my, my. I'll say it again. I want to be locked in your mercy, Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, let your anointing fall fresh on me. I need your anointing that you promised me daily so I can preach and teach this word with your power, Father, because without your power, I am nothing. Yes, Father, use these lips of clay, Heavenly Father. Bind every devil and witch and soothsayer that would stop any sin, anything that would hinder your people from receiving this word. Yes, Father, when they hear me, let them hear you, Heavenly Father. If they see me on Facebook, let them see some of you, Father. I am nothing without you, Father, but I can do all things when you strengthen me. Strengthen me for your people today. Use me for your glory, and you get all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Well, again, want to welcome everybody again into Scripture Breakdown. This is Pastor H. Metcalf live at the Fishbowl Radio Network, and it's word time. I pray you had a blessed week. Today we're over in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, and we'll be tying the book of Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18 together. I got a powerful message for you today. And in the book of Hebrews, during the breakdown, God kind of separated my study for me this week. I put in a lot of time on for these messages, and God, today our scripture breakdown comes from two different writers and two different times in the Bible. the first scripture is written by Paul in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, and the second is going to be taken from the great book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. In the book of Hebrews, Paul starts out by telling us today about how we achieve this powerful topic that God gave me called locked into God's mercy. Can you imagine? It's good to have God's mercy, but when God has you locked into his mercy, the devil can't just, the devil has to flee from you because you're too heavy for him. You're too heavy for him when you're locked in God's mercy. I want to help someone today, though, and understand how to get locked into God's mercy. What are you talking about, Pastor? Stay with me. Locked into God's mercy. That's where the mercy of God is following you. You are blessed and really highly favored when you're locked into God's grace. It's following you. God's mercy is so great on you. It's following you. And let me say this too. If you've ever been to church or read your Bible anywhere or heard a preacher preach, then you probably heard this verse, these verses many times that we're talking about today. You've read somewhere that God's mercy is free. It is. God's mercy is free. You can't buy it. You don't have to, you know, write a check for it or nothing. You don't owe the bank or anything for it, but you can't earn it either. It's free. It's not based on who you know or what you got, you know. No, God don't play that. His mercy is enduring forever, and it's free. And then someone may be asking, well, why is God's mercy free? Well, I believe it's because God knew that our first forefather, Adam, you remember Adam in the Garden of Eden, and God knew that he had sinned before him in the Garden of Eden, and that we had nothing to do with it. God knew that we didn't have anything to do with it. I believe that that's where God's mercy was born at. You know, when you really think about it, because he could have wiped Adam and Eve out in the garden for messing up. But I believe that that's where his mercy was born. And he is still issuing out that same mercy today to all of us when we mess up. Yes, thank you, Lord, for your mercy today. Paul opens up this scripture here by telling us how we get locked into God's mercy. He says that it starts off the scripture. He says, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence. Confidence. That means that he wants us to be confident in him. God is saying, Paul is saying that God wants us to be confident in him. In everything that he stands for. Now I want to go a little bit deeper for my newbies in Christ, though. I want you to get this today. You see, Jesus sits on the throne. Yes, he does, in heaven. The Bible says he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And every prayer to our Heavenly Father. If you don't know this, if you've been being taught the wrong thing, get this. Every prayer that you whisper to our Heavenly Father must come through the vine, which is Jesus Christ. There is no doubt that many people who worship false doctrines, they don't believe that when we approach God, that it has to come through Christ Jesus, because contrary to, you know, as sad as it is, some people, they have some type of God that they look up to, a thing, you know, an idol or whatever, you know, but and they call him a God, but they don't recognize Jesus Christ at all. They don't understand, though, that their prayers are null and void without Christ. Matter of fact, the Bible says that no man comes through Almighty God except through Jesus Christ. So that's going to cancel out a lot of other religions. I want to call the name, but I can't do that. You know, this is radio. Can't do that in the media, but that cancels out a lot of those other false doctrines that don't teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, let me say this. I don't know about you, but if I'm right and you're wrong, and there is a day of reckoning, then all I can say is, Lord, have mercy for you. Because no man comes through the Father except through Christ Jesus. And Paul says, when we come to God through Christ, he says in this verse, we must come confidently, pray with confidently. And I want you to know today that when you are really one of God's children, you can be confident when you enter into his holy presence. Not because of who you are, but because of whose you are. You don't stand a chance on your own, but you have this relationship with God. You can be confident when you enter into God's presence because of whose you are. And because you have the ultimate confidence in Christ Jesus. When we get to the point in our lives, brothers and sisters, where we recognize that everything we have is because of the grace of God. I get a lot of compliments on my music ministry and my radio ministry and my song ministry and all the things, the gifts that God has given me. I'm quickly turning it around and giving and telling everybody it's just the grace of God. Anything that you're praising me with, give it to God and thank God for it. Amen. Nothing but the grace of God. That's what we gotta make sure that we always, no matter what we have, make sure that we always give it, put it back under the grace of God. Because that's when you give God all the glory and all the praise. That's when you know that you are locked in to God's amazing grace. That's how you get locked in. Instead of taking any of the credit, give it all back to God and letting God hear you putting him on the mantle and taking you off the throne and keeping him up there. Help me, Holy Ghost. When you're giving him all the glory and all the praise, I want to say it again, that's when you know that you're locked in to God's amazing grace. He'll give you every situation. He got you covered. That's when you are confident that all of your problems and all of the trouble and all of the wickedness that the devil is throwing at you and your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your job, your health, it doesn't matter. You are confident that all of these things will be taken care of by Almighty God. Why? How can you be sure, Pastor Medgar? Well, because you've seen him work in your life before, and you know that God won't fail you. Come on, somebody. You know that somehow, you say, God, I don't see a way, but I know you got a way. When you're in this place, you say, somehow, Lord, at your appointed time, because I'm locked into the grace of God, I know that you're going to show up and show out in my life just in the nick of time. It looks like the devil almost had me, Father, but I was trusting in you. It was your grace that brought me through. Yes, just in the nick of time, all because you had me locked into your grace. Help me, Holy Ghost, preach this thing today. Paul is saying here that when we come to God in prayer, in confidence, he answers us so that we receive his mercy. That's what the verse says. He says when you come in confidence, I want to say that again, he answers our prayers so we may receive his mercy. You got to understand that. When you praying to God and you come submissively and your heart is right, what God, Paul is saying here is that that's the way you receive God's mercy. You gotta, God has to feel your heart even though it's free. He gives it to some people who don't even know him. He's merciful like that, but God gives us That mercy we're talking about today, with a lock at the end where nothing can come into you and rip you apart. When you come to him confidently in prayer, he answers so you can receive God's mercy. Yes, receive today, my brothers and sisters, God's mercy. Paul says, you got to know how to receive the mercy of God. With some people that have messed up. I notice a lot of people, you know, God walks me into hurting people sometime. And with some people that are messed up, the devil has a heyday with their minds and their spirit, you know. God has forgiven them and turned their life around. He has big plans for them, but the devil is steady weighing them down, you know. He'll tell them that, he says, you killed two or three people when you went to the penitentiary, you know. God don't want you. He can't use you. No. I don't care what you hear Pastor Metcalf and your preachers say too. No. You used to be a prostitute out there in the world. God don't want you. No. You did all of, you did every drug that it was and caused somebody else lost their life because of you. And you spent a lot of time in the penitentiary and but God don't want you. That's what the enemy would tell you. Yeah. He said, even though you asked for forgiveness, God still don't want you. But I came to tell you the devil is a lie today. Glory be unto God today. Yeah. The devil is a lie. My Bible says that when you have repented and God has forgiven you, you are locked into God's amazing grace, where grace is sufficient for anything. Grace makes you whole again. His grace places a shield around you when you can receive his grace. It places a shield around you where you can pull down your shield. I preached on that once not so long ago. You've repented and now you're locked into his amazing grace. The enemy can't touch you though. He's reaching for you. He's saying, come on, I got to get you now. I almost killed you in that car wreck. I almost killed you when you were locked up in the penitentiary with them drugs and all of that. Like, I'm trying to get you, but I can't reach you no more because something has put a shield down before me. Yeah. He said, he can't destroy me and my family anymore, even though I'm still acting crazy. I can't get to you. Why? Because God has locked you. Into his amazing grace. His mercy is following you. Even though you're in the wrong place today, locked up in jail you may be. You may be getting evicted from your home. I got a bad report from the devil, from the enemy. But I came to tell you that God's amazing grace, when you come confidently, when you got confidence in his word, Paul says, it's following you. Yeah. It's following you. Grace and mercy is following me. All the days of your life, when God has you locked into his amazing grace. Grace. Yes, and when we forget though that because when we forget it, the enemy, we open up for the enemy to wipe us out again. Yeah. But the enemy doesn't want me telling you what I just told you. Let me just tell you this. He would love to take out people like people that are really telling his story today, but I'm protected by the shield of Almighty God. The enemy doesn't want me telling you what I just told you. Because when you can receive God's mercy today, it kandiyasha. Paul tells us in our lesson today that when we enter into a pathway that leads to God's amazing grace, yes, it's where the enemy can't touch us, where the shields, where the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, and the enemy cannot touch you. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I don't know about you today, but I want to come to a place in my prayer time when I shut off everything in the house. Yeah, I want to come to a place in my prayer time where I can feel God's presence in the room so strong that it's following me, where I need to have God's mercy. I need for mercy to follow me. You need to get yourself in a place, a relationship with God, where when you need it, you can draw on it. He's following you. Yes, Isaiah wrote though too. Let me hurry. I gotta get this part in. I wrote about how God wants to lock us into his grace too. He wrote about it over here in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. Isaiah says, the Lord longs to be gracious to you and me, so much so until he will rise up and come down and show us his compassion. There's another scripture where God says, I have come down to see about my children. God will rise up, Isaiah said, and show us his compassion, show us his grace and his mercy. Oh, that ought to make you want to shout right there. You mean to tell me that God will come and see about me to make sure that he knows that I'm merciful and that he's full of compassion? Man, when your health is failing, God told me to tell you, because you trusted me today, I got you locked into my grace. The pandemic almost wiped out somebody that's watching me today, but you made it through anyhow. How did you make it? Because I had you locked into my grace. That's sufficient for everything. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is the key. Yes, being under God's amazing grace, being able to lock into his mercy, and to know that when mercy and grace is following you, not because you've been so good, but because Paul says we are praying to him confidently. We trust in the Lord with all of our heart and all of our might, and God promises that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You can't lose with the stuff you use. When you learn to praise God and give him the glory, and always remember that God has you locked in to his grace and his mercy, you don't have to fight your battle on your own. Say amen to that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And as I close today, and you can take this straight from Pastor Metcalf, tell him I told you. Amen. Amen, amen. And as I close today, the world that we live in today is locked into a lot of the wrong stuff. Yeah, the enemy has a lock on a lot of people's minds and spirits today. They are locked into the love of money. Money is the root of all evil when it's used wrong. They are locked into status, the status quo. They are locked into materialistic things, anything with monetary value. Oh, have mercy on our Father. He has blinded the eyes of the non-believers, where they don't even know what to really to be locked into. Because what they're locked into will soon pass away. We're living in a world where men worship and glorify other men who have power and are locked in to money and fame. The things that Jesus says will certainly fade away. But Paul tells us today that there is nothing more precious, more important, nothing more valuable than being locked in to the grace of God. Being locked into the grace of God. Because when you are locked into the grace of God, His grace follows you everywhere you go. Trouble can't take you out. Oh God, mercy and grace, it follows you when God has a lock on you. I'm a living witness. I shouldn't even be here today, y'all. But God had a lock on me, a chain wrapped around me when I didn't even know Him, but I had a praying mother. He had a lock on me. I was out in the world singing in clubs and praising the enemy with all of that stuff, doing all kinds of stuff. But God had a lock on me. Thank you for your lock on me today. You ought to tell God today, thank you for your lock when I was lost, Father. There's somebody watching me. You don't know Christ today and you look bad right now. This may be a lot for you. But grace is come looking for you today through Pastor Medcalf. You stumble upon this message and it's no accident. Paul taught us today that if you can just remember, my brother or my sister, if you can remember to pray and get down on your knees, and when you ask God for something, believe that you receive it. Pray with confidence, Paul says, and God will lock you into His amazing grace. That doesn't take much. All you got to do is be for real. Isaiah says, remember that we serve a God that longs to be gracious to us. He says God wants to bless you so bad until He will rise up and come down and see about those who are locked into His amazing grace. Oh, thank you for your amazing grace, for your lock today, Father. And if you want that lock over your life, for you and your family today, where the enemy can't just wipe you out, then get serious today by repeating these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. Take my life and use it for your glory. Lord, my life has been in turmoil, but I'm ready to turn it over to you. Say it. Take my life and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And if you said those words today, I say it all the time, but it's so true, I want to welcome you to the family of God and to God's sanctuary of amazing grace, where He puts a lock on you. He puts a shield around you, around your head. And you have a halo of protection when you're locked into God's amazing grace. Welcome to the kingdom of God, my brothers and sisters. Go find your Bible and a church home that teaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, and your life will never, ever be the same. Amen, amen. Well, y'all, the clock on the wall says that's all. I really do got to get up out of here, y'all. But it's been a blast, and I pray that it came through good on the network today out there. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Facebook, I got to cut you loose first. Until I see you again, may God's amazing grace follow you everywhere that you go. In Jesus' name, I'll see you next time, Facebook, y'all. You know what I always say? Jesus loves you, and Pastor Medcalf loves you too. I really do. See you next time, Facebook. Bye-bye. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, y'all, the clock on the wall out there in Radio Land says that's all. We got to get ready and get up out of here. But I thank you so much for joining me on the About My Father's Business live radio broadcast. Yes, it's been a blast, y'all. But until I see you again, may the Lord smile on you, and may He keep you all in His grace. May He give you everything that you need today. Yes, no matter what it looks like, just take this with you. God is still in the blessing business. And if you are serving Him, God has a halo of protection around you. He has a lock of grace. You are locked into God's grace today. Yes, in your prayer this week, say, Lord, lock me into your grace so I can have everything that you have for me. Amen. May you be blessed and stay safe until I see you again. This is your humble servant, Pastor Metcalf, signing off. I wish you love, peace, and Holy Ghost power. See you next time, y'all, on About My Father's Business. Bye-bye.
Seem like we're on the run. Take a view of God's business.
The victory is won.
Ooh, yeah. It'll give you joy. It'll give you back your peace. When you share the fruits of the Holy Spirit,
tell them about the tree of trees.
Like so many of us, I just recently went through something where Satan attacked my hip, landed me in the hospital. The doctors were saying a lot of negative things about my situation, and they say they saw blood, but they didn't know where it was coming from. Then Satan started whispering in my ear, telling me, yeah, that it might be cancer. Tried to break my spirit down. Said I wasn't gonna make it. Said that I would never write another song for the Lord. But then I remembered the words of the Lord, and I stood up and I punched that devil straight in the mouth when I declared, by His stripes I am healed. And if there's anybody out there today, I want to encourage you. I want you to look that devil in the face and you tell him these words right here. You say,
by the blood of Jesus.